Try it out sometime, Larry.
Ooh. And he just got it.
Yeah, that changed Gambit a lot, because when he was in the Justice Society, he was just like a dude with like a wrestler mask.
Yeah.
They just like made explosions happen.
Made explosions happen.
That's pretty much it. Like,
how did he make explosion happen? Yeah, did he just go, and or did he just, like...
Isn't that how they make explosions happen on Dragon Ball?
Kind of like
that's how they power up.
Well, did you know when they, like, the new Dragon Ball series, that Goku has a new level?
Yeah.
Beyond Blue?
Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, Ultra Instinct. Because, like, every god from, like, every...
There's always a new level.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not. It's not notice. News when there's
that,
a new level.
I mean, that's just the nature of the beast with Dragon Ball.
Yeah, right? It's like, well, it's
every
it's,
saga yeah. has to have a new transformation.
Yeah, and that's kind of bled over into a lot of other animes. And
sure.
Stuff, like Bleach, you know, it's like, oh, we defeated these guys, but we have some more that are worse than them. Like,
for
how
better
bad
or for worse,
be?
Dragon Ball has had incalculable impact on anime.
Yes.
A lot of them steal the whole time skip mechanic. A lot of them steal the whole constant escalation. Like, a lot of them steal the just transformation idea. A lot of them just steal the characterization of their protagonist straight off of Goku.
Yeah.
I'm gonna punch you in the nose!
Yeah.
But, I'm just an all-around good guy.
Well, not really, though. I mean, Goku's pretty selfish in a lot of ways.
Or a savior.
Okay. Yeah. He mostly just wants...
Somebody
I just want to fight.
He just—I mean, certainly there's—he's like a—he's a good guy, but like he's not like unfailingly altruistic. Like
he's
say,
not Superman
or Captain America.
And the saddest part is the one character that has the most growth in the show has been Vegeta.
Oh, Vegeta is by far the best character on the show. He's the only one who really has a character arc. I mean, Krillin's and Goku's were both resolved back in Dragon Ball.
Zenzu Bean.
But yeah,
Krillin's arc is to lose to every villain to show you how strong they are.
Yamcha. Well, no, that's Yamcha's job.
Yamcha's just there to die. How many times is he going to use the
dragon?
I don't know.
At one point, Dragon Ball only died twice.
No, I mean, that's not that much. Goku died twice.
Goku died more than twice, I think.
He died against.
Yeah, that's
Cell,
not much for Wolverine.
And didn't he die? Then they die again.
I still don't even
Majin
consider Wolverine to have
No, that
died.
He was already dead.
Okay,
he came
sorry.
Back and is
the
like
Phoenix.
Borrowed
how many times
life.
Has she died?
That's a good question.
Vegeta has died twice, so the two strongest characters on the show have a tied record with Yamcha. Krillin's died twice. Krillin's died three
what
times.
What is the story with Android? What is it, 18 or 17?
17.
I don't know which one you mean,
The guy.
Okay, what about
Android 18 hasn't died yet, or it's in my
17.
And well, the girl hasn't died.
Yes.
But the guy was like what swallowed up by Cell.
Right.
And then like in Dragon Ball Super, he's back.
I think they just wished back everyone who was killed by Cell.
Is he still a little douche?
No,
he's all right. He's all right.
I think some of the Dragon Ball Super just ignores select.
Akira Toriyama has said that Dragon Ball GT is not canon.
Yeah, it's
everything.
Canon.
Everything that's happening in Super is canon.
Well,
so they've done a whole they've done a whole erasure like you know the Star Wars EU where they've erased.
Well, the
whole
GT wasn't made by him. GT was made by someone
completely
different.
No, it GT wasn't. Just was shit. Super is a lot better than GK.
Oh, I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
I thought it was I want to deck you in the schnoz.
I thought too.
I want to deck you in the schnoz. That's a good one.
Well,
that's from DBZ.
I still like the Fell song, the perfection song, the perfect song.
That was it. Yeah, that was great.
P is for perfection. This is what I finally realized.
Yeah. No, P is for priceless.
The look on your faces.
E is.
E is for eradication of all your stinking races.
Extinction of all your stinking races. R is for revolution, which will be televised.
F is for how fuck you are.
Now allow me to reprise. E is for eccentric, just listen to my song. C is for completion, which I've waited for so long.
T is for
the terror upon you I'll bestow.
Hello, my name is Cell, and I'd like to say hello.
Oh, my name is Perfect Cell.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen that.
It is memorable, but yeah.
Have you seen, like,
So do they actually drop the F bomb?
Yes,
the song?
Yes. Ah. They do. Oh, cuss
it's Dragon Ball Z a bridge, which comes on YouTube, so they cuss a lot.
Yeah, they do cuss a lot. Yeah, YouTube, yeah. Yeah. But have you seen like the where they build up the Cell games where they have like different characters from anime showing up to fight Cell?
Yeah, that was really funny.
I like the one with Yu-Gi-Oh.
My favorite one was with Yugi. Well, maybe not that one was my favorite. I think my favorite was actually Kinshiro from Fists of the North Star.
Ah.
Well,
sounds like, yes, finally somebody gets it.
Yeah. Oh, and then I also liked Saitama, of course.
I like the one where it's like Pokemon. Ask Cassim and friends. Like, he's like, I'm not a pocket monster. Am I in your pocket? Am I a monster? No.
That's fair. Alrighty. Well, this is episode 178
Woo-hoo!
Of Geeks of the Square Table. I'm your host, Lawrence of America, and with me today is
the undeniable David.
Okay, so we're trying out a new nickname, I guess. All right. All right, let's float that one out.
Right. The man of many reboots.
Taylor.
And Adam.
All right.
The void we're prohibited is not here.
Oh, yeah, we were flipping through the previews here, and I will probably actually pick up this Terrifics thingamabob. I like Plastic Man. I like Jeff Lemire.
You can't go wrong. I know you're a huge Metamorpho fan.
So. I mean, I'm okay with Metamorpho. I don't feel strongly about him, really.
He has no feelings either way. He's just there.
He's just there. And just I'm afraid there. I don't really know much about Phantom Lady. We were talking
Phantom Girl. Phantom Girl.
My bad.
So.
Oh, wait. Phantom Lady might have been the one who was part of the Freedom Fighters then.
I remember
the Freedom Fighters. Oh, man.
Wasn't Phantom Lady one of the characters from Carlton Comics that was brought over?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Carlton, but yeah, it was one of their.
Which was Watchmen's inspiration for Silk Spectre.
I don't know if that's where they got the Uncle Sam characters, but it was, I'm pretty sure, one of DC's acquisitions.
Is Uncle Sam still canon in DC?
I have the slightest idea. Your guess is as good as mine. I haven't seen him, but I remember since the relaunch. But...
Yeah, I remember they had a Freedom Fighters book before the New 52.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at this now, and I am a little turned off by the gimmicky nature of the.
It's the 90s again, man. Yeah. We got lenticular covers, we have shiny covers,
we have chromium covers.
Oh my gosh. The most epic thing is going to happen.
Yes, that is Tom Strong.
Good. So, Valiant is doing the most variants ever.
Oh, great.
No.
Valiant is 90s personified.
The way they did the chromium covers back in the day was a thermal print.
Right.
Which would mean laser image etching on, and there's negatives where some of the chromium and so they've gone back and they've found an archive of the negative chromium foils from the 90s, so, and they are using those to make covers.
So now they're going to have modern.
They really are the most
modern Valiant covers that are reprints of. Like I have the Exo Manowar chromium cover.
They're not going to be a reprint of the same cup, but they're going to use that foil, that chromium. For the backgrounds and stuff like that, so the chromium on the cover will have images from other comics.
So they found
Marvel, like, DC, all kinds of other stuff.
So they found like some big-ass vault of these chromium...
Well, they hunted down the printer that was the main printer from back in the day doing them.
I think they really just found like the trash can that they threw it all in.
Don't throw it away! It'll be worth money someday!
Not if you got it in the 90s.
Speculator market. the revenge of the speculator market.
I thought that was hilarious.
I mean, like, part of the reason why the comics are worthless is because there were, I don't think, any classic characters that I can think of off the top of my head who made their debut in the 90s.
Deadpool's a big deal.
Okay.
He is a big deal.
Deadpool was the late 80s.
He might have been late 80s.
He might have been. I think he was early 90s.
Deadpool was either late 80s, early 90s, because he was done by Liefeld.
So you narrowed it down to the two options we were already
Yeah, but.
Thanks.
Okay, he was.
I want to say it was 92 to 94, somewhere in there.
I think Deadpool's first big deal.
Harley Quinn.
I think Harley Quinn first appeared in the animated series, though. Yes.
Right, in the 90s, and did make a comic transition the 90s.
Didn't that count as a premiere issue?
When has
the official is has Deadpool Batman Adventures 13, I think.
Okay.
Has Deadpool had a 25th anniversary yet?
14. I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, no, he's had like a 1,000th issue, so I don't know.
But Harley Quinn had a 25th anniversary just a few months ago.
Man, that's not a 1,000.
Harley Quinn had a 25th anniversary just like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
So if Deadpool had at least a 25th anniversary, that would put him in the 90s.
Looks like Larry's on it.
February 1991. That is the cover date of New Mutants 98.
Yeah, he was like one of the last issues of New Mutants where he showed up.
Deadpool's an interesting kind of journey there, because when he first appeared, he was just some... like,
just some dude.
Yeah, just some bozo, like, sword dude.
Yeah.
It wasn't until Joe Kelly started writing him that he really became Deadpool.
Because Rob Liefeld wanted him to be a serious character.
Oh, Rob Liefeld wants everybody to be a serious character, even though they have bad ankles.
Non-existent feet.
You have a tricep, a bicep, and a quadcep.
Yeah. We haven't done it already. We might be able to do a top of the lot or just absurd Rob Liefeld drawings. Like there's a Captain America barrel chest.
Yeah.
I use weight. Yeah. I mean, I would love to see, like, a, like...
Don't skip leg day.
X-ray of, like, his skeleton, because it must be, like, just, like...
They actually have. I've seen that picture where they X-ray his skeleton.
But, like, they drew that to the scale of his body. I would love to see you have, like, a regular human-sized skeleton inside of, like, the big muscle balloon body.
Have you seen the, where they've done skeletons of, like, Goofy and Mickey Mouse and, like, all these cartoon characters?
Terrifying.
Ah, I haven't.
Sounds unpleasant. I'm not going to look those
up. It sounds like it could ruin childhoods.
Oh, I just got your shirt.
Yeah, I
thought it was just Space Invaders.
And I think it glows in the dark, too.
Ooh, how many times have you watched it?
I don't know.
His beard is covering up half of it, so it's...
Because the only reason why I'm asking is most typically won't that wash out the glow-in-the-dark?
No, I mean, glow-in-the-dark ink, it's still... I mean, it's an ink. Like, this is... Man, it depends on how they do it. Like, I mean, it's so cheap now they can do it as the full ink, not just like a.
Because, like, remember back in the we're on a '90s kick. Remember hypercolors? Like they.
Oh, and like you touch it and change
and then,
colors.
Like after one wash, it was just day glow yellow.
It wasn't actually after one wash. It was after a dry. Because if you didn't dry it like on low or like air dry, it would fry the. So it would just like get way too hot and get stuck.
Washing.
But yes, I remember.
Oh, but also in the previews here, we were looking at the Swamp King Winter Special by
Swamp King.
I am the king of the swamp!
That's a magic card, actually.
It's actually a Yu-Gi-Oh card, too. But I meant Swamp Thing, written by Tom King, so I think that's where I fucked that up, my bad. But anyway, yeah, that looks pretty damn cool. It would have been even better if I had said Swamp King, written by Tom Thing. Yeah. I wish I had committed to that, but no, it was genuinely a mistake. My bad.
That's all right. But, we forgive you.
Well, thanks. Anyway, no, I mean, this does look pretty cool. We were talking about how that issue of Batman where Swamp Thing was making a cameo was probably his best issue of Batman so far. Although, yeah, that is a steep price.
It is $8. So well, how many pages is it?
I don't...
80 pages.
Oh, okay. Oh, there we are. Well,
okay, so it's more than two books.
Yeah, so that's a justifiable price if it's a good read.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure it would be.
I really like this Khoshit Deathless from Dark Horse.
It's a Hellboy book. It's the character is the immortal enemy of Hellboy, so he can't be killed. And it's supposed to talk about his history.
Okay.
And Mike Mignola is coming back for
this.
He doesn't do a lot of interior work.
My Little Pony is going on issue number 62.
Wow.
Good for them. Okay, so I turn the page and I see if is that what
that's
the
Duke.
New Robin. So Duke's new.
He's not Robin. He's
Duke's
the Signal.
Name,
the Signal.
Okay, his name is the Signal.
Yes.
The Bat Signal.
He's the Batman of day.
I hate that. I hate that so hard. whatever.
He uses my same philosophy when it comes to like multiplayer games. In Titanfall 2, you have the Holo Pilot, and so I just make my pilot just with the brightest colors. So I send out the Holo Pilot, and everybody shoots at it.
And there's a variant cover of Batman reading Rorschach's journal from the Doomsday
Squad. Stretch Armstrong is getting his own book in IDW.
Wow, is that going to be part of the Hasbro universe?
I don't think so. 90s overload.
But you see how stretchy his arm is. It's great.
Yeah. It's not corn syrup in these arms. Have you guys been reading Mr. Miracle?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
It's
good.
Also, another one by Tom Thing.
Yeah.
I know.
So I guess that's going to be a king from now on.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
Well,
I gotcha there.
That may be a little stretched.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he just killed it, but you know, I get what you're
I do what I can.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, Larry.
I really appreciate it. Mr. Miracle has been pretty kick-ass so far.
It has been really good.
It doesn't seem like it's any sort of continuity, but...
No, it's really weird that? Because the... the New Gods have been appearing in the Green Lantern book.
Yeah, and isn't Darkseid a baby right now?
And Darkseid's a baby right
but
now.
But apparently in Mr. Miracle, he's just wrecking New Genesis.
Yeah,
shit.
So... Which, I mean, it doesn't bother me that it's out of continuity. All of Tom King's stuff is better when it's not, you know, connected to anything else that's going on.
As much as I liked the Vision, it probably for the long term is going to be one of those things that... isn't really going to be, like, considered when you think about, like, the Vision's psyche or whatever.
Because, right.
You know, they're around, like, killing people in that mode.
Yeah.
And the Vision wanted to kill someone at the end, but he would have.
While we're in IDW still, this Sword of Ages looks interesting.
What's the page number?
172.
You're past me. I was looking at the Visionaries book.
Oh, yeah, the Visionaries.
There it is.
I also like that...
Oh, you mean the guy with the Destroyer standing behind him?
Yes. I also like that just the artwork for that Scarlet Strike Force.
That does look kind of just like a...
Okay.
Emo-y, future-y version
of the Destroyer, yes.
But on the opposite page is the Frankenstein stuff, and, well... And the only reason why I'm bringing up Frankenstein is because I...
Frankenstein!
I marathoned over the Halloween weekend, the weekend in Halloween, the old Universal Monster movies from, like, the
1930s. I do like that artwork, though.
Which one, the Frankenstein?
Frankenstein? Yeah. Well, that's Bernie Wrightson.
Alive.
Yeah. And Kelly Jones.
With some Bernie Wrightson.
We do like Bernie Wrightson. But yeah, I marathoned a bunch of the old black and white 1930s Universal Monster movies. And man, it was the first time I ever seen like The Invisible Man with Claude Rains. And gosh, for its time, it's a violent movie. He's like, I don't like you, so I'm going to cause a train wreck and kill hundreds of people just to get you.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Well, he can get away with it because
he's invisible.
Because there wasn't an actual person doing violence. It was just people pantomiming to nothing.
Well, it was like you know the a model where it was just the trains hit each other and fell down like a
Cliff face. But no, like, there was, like, when the, one scene where there was people searching the woods for the Invisible Man.
So, IDW is reprinting Frank Cho's Savage Wolverine. I don't remember Savage Wolverine being that good of a book.
But it's an artifact edition.
I honestly forgot that even came out.
Yeah. Don't you want it twice the size and for $200 or...
No, not really. It's also weird that they're printing a Marvel book.
They're also printing DC books.
IDW does a lot of stuff like that. I mean, yeah, they do the Disney Channel Star Wars books. And the regular kids Disney stuff.
Also do like DuckTales.
Yeah. DuckTales. So they do a lot of...
They're like reprinting a bunch of like old 1940s dailies. Cap Stubs and Tippy. I must admit I've never heard of it. That kind of is, I guess, interesting from a historian standpoint.
Cowboy Ninja Viking.
I have heard of that one.
Well, apparently it's soon to be a major motion picture starring Chris Pratt of Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World fame, according to Chris.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
well, speaking of Chris Pratt and Marvel movies, Thor comes out.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Are you going to go see it tonight, Taylor?
I might be able to. At the very latest, I'll go see it tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I thought you were not going to be here because you were going to see it.
If I am seeing you tonight, it's going to be around 10 o'clock.
Well, I know Marvel movies. I know for a fact that
you would skip out
that the theater in Hendersonville has two showings, one at 10:15 and one at 10:45 for Thor.
Yep.
And they have showings right now that are after 7 o'clock.
Yep. Well, I usually go to see the Thor movies with my sister. It's kind of a tradition of ours.
Okay.
If I go on premiere night, I go then. She was unavailable at 7 o'clock, so...
Okay.
So that's the only reason I'm here with you schmucks right now.
Oh, okay.
Schmucks.
Schmucks.
So, looking at the Image stuff, we got this new story arc coming from The Walking Dead in 175.
Man, that book just seems to...
I'm curious as to who these guys are. I kind of figure I know why they're wearing the white armor.
They're the, who are the super futuristic guys in Fallout?
The Brotherhood of Steel, the evil one.
Enclave.
There you go. They're the Enclave.
Assholes. Although the Brotherhood of Steel is actually like
great. Yeah, I don't remember those being good guys particularly, but
I mean they're neutral to the point of being obnoxiously neutral.
Push.
Just try to take crap from everyone else and then not help. So,
I'm interested in this other book here, Ice Cream Man, number one. It's on 191.
Yeah.
Oversized first issue, and it says, chocolate vanilla existential horror, drug addiction, musical fantasy, and there's paper for everyone's misery.
Yeah. That looks like a pretty
good It has art by Martin... Orzazo, so I think that's the artist from like the Great Pacific.
Oh, Great Pacific! I haven't.
That is such a good book.
I haven't heard of that book. That book in a long time.
That is such a great book.
No, gather it again.
Alright, so I'm in the Marvels.
I know what you want. You want this $45 Danny Rand statue.
I admire Rick and Morty Legos. Rick and Morty McFarlane Legos.
Oh, speaking of Marvel, the Mark Waid, Chris Samney, Captain America came out.
Didn't get it. It's
going to be refreshing reading about a Captain America who's not a goddamn Nazi.
Yeah, but see, that bad taste is still in my mouth. That
I'm not going to bother.
I don't know. I just don't.
I mean,
just can't get over it yet.
It's completely understandable. But
no, sir.
I love that
maybe
run, like, I feel like a year and a half at least ago. It's now, been a while.
I'm going to check out the Strangers in Paradise, the 25.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Or just looking at that myself.
Terry Moore.
The bitch is back.
Yep. FYI, that's legitimately the title of the first issue.
Yeah, I mean, I do cuss not a lot, but this time I was just reading what's actually on the page.
Yeah. You know, he just doesn't have a hatred for Strangers in Paradise. Yeah.
I guess that would be an odd reaction. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will do well in trade, but it doesn't seem to do real well in single issues. Yeah.
It's been a while since Strangers in Paradise has been published.
They did
the kids
one, and
that's the last thing I remember from it.
But yeah, they've done a couple other things here and there. But
now, Aftershock Comics got two books coming in January that I'm rather interested in. The first one is Backways. It looks like it's probably going to be a very Wayward-esque book, by the looks of it.
Justin Jordan.
And then the other one is this Monstro Mechanica number... Well, this is the second issue.
They're both the second issue.
Yeah. But apparently Leonardo da Vinci builds a machine, and he has an assistant to take this machine on a mission, and apparently it gains consciousness or something. That seems interesting.
Oh, that old story.
Yeah. that old story,
but with Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, steampunk androids. Yep. Been there, done there.
Reminded me of Jonathan Hickman's Shield book, which
has never ended.
Never
yes.
ended. I think it's been like 6 or 7 years, maybe.
Well,
that last issue. The only issue with Forbes is if. Damn,
Jonathan Hickman. He just kind of fell off the earth.
He
does a lot of Image stuff.
Wasn't it like Huck, one of his?
No, Huck wasn't his.
He's writing
East of West was his. Black Monday Murder is his. He's supposed to come out with another one, but it got solicited and then
disappeared.
Oh.
He does the dying and the dead.
That got published, but it just has a really wonky publishing schedule.
They published the first three issues of it, and the first issue was super huge. It was like a double issue.
Is the Manhattan Project still going on?
It is not.
Okay.
Does he do Black Science?
Did that end, or did he just stop?
No, Rick Remender does Black Science.
Okay, Remender does Black
Science. I think it just stopped. Because the main book ended at 25, and then he was really going to do, five-issue miniseries every once in a while, and he did one, and then that was, like, almost 2 years ago.
Maybe he was really dragging his
heels. Well, it's a Hickman book. I mean, they kind of end up doing that.
Well, I mean, we've been shitting all over the guy, but, like...
I like Hickman. His Avengers run is... His Fantastic Four run is, like, one of the best runs.
Fantastic Four was a great run. Avengers was a great run. I mean, there were times where, like, things needed to move at a little bit of a faster pace. Like, in the build-up to Secret Wars with Avengers,
right.
Like, things were kind of just spinning their wheels.
Well,
but
the
Secret
thing
Wars
is
probably the best major event I've ever read.
The thing is, though, is if you reread all of that, it all flows really well once you reread it all. The problem is his style of writing and his, like, intense plotting doesn't really suit the monthly shipping schedule that comics typically take.
He's a great writer, and I do wish I could read some of his stuff again, but...
I mean, you can read it then. Read his Image stuff.
I mean, sure, and I do pick that up in trade from time to time, at least East to West and stuff, but... I don't know, it'd be cool to see him back on, like, a...
Like an actual...
Like a AAA title, yeah.
Right. I still say I would love to see him on a Legion of Superheroes book.
He'd be a good push.
Okay, so going back to the 90s.
Power Rangers?
The Power Rangers are doing an X-Men 1 with the multi-covered connecting covers.
That's awesome. Yeah.
You know, speaking of the Power Rangers, I was driving by the Gaylord, and apparently there's a Power Rangers live show.
Ooh, Power Rangers on Ice?
It may be. I don't know. I just saw some Power Rangers live coming, like, this
must
spring.
Be a show.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do know that they're having, like, it's a Charlie Brown Christmas at the Gaylord.
But, yeah, Power Rangers lends itself pretty well to an arena show. It's very campy, lots of big movement, bright colors.
Lots of explosions.
Have you guys watched, like, the latest season of Voltron on Netflix?
I haven't watched even the first season.
I think you would really like it.
I'm sure I would.
I think it's by the same animation studio that did Korra.
It is, yeah.
But they have an episode where they're trying to gin up public support for the rebellion against the Gaara Empire. And they do stadium shows.
With, like, the lions? Or?
Well, the pilots, the paladins are dressed up.
I'm just saying, does this arena show feature the lions? Because, yeah, I'd buy money for that.
Yeah. at a certain point, yes, they do have the lions show up.
Cool. I mean... Yeah, that's worth the price of admission right there, is getting to see Voltron. That's a good way to drum out money. It's a solid idea.
But they were doing like exaggerated movements like the Power Rangers do. They had, like, the box head.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool because, like, things like Voltron, maybe not quite as bad as things like Super Sentai or Power Rangers, but, like, yeah, it's fun when they embrace their campiness.
Yeah, David F. Walker's writing a Planet of the Apes book. That'd probably be pretty good.
I like that one, the Kong on the Planet of the Apes.
This one?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a fun concept.
So that'd be like a giant human, like, coming into, like, New York and just knocking over buildings.
Yeah, it's Attack of the 50-Foot.
Yeah. I actually know, yeah, that was...
You know what a crossover I'd like to see? Ace Ventura on the Planet of the Apes.
That can work.
Talking out of his ass.
Do not go in there! I thought humans were supposed to be stupid, but this one is extraordinary.
That can be fun. Yeah, I'll make a good...
Humans are supposed to be mute, and this one's talking from his anus. You butchered him. They have, like, lobotomy marks on his ass.
Okay.
We tried everything we can. We can't get it to stop. We'll have to kill it. Doctor Zayas. Doctor Zayas. Oh, Doctor Zayas. So they're gonna have a 1970s Battlestar Galactica versus a 2000s Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, okay. So I think the old man thing has gone too far. So we've had old man Logan. We're getting old man Hawkeye, and now there's old man Jack from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah,
I think we're reaching our limit on
old man Hawkeye, huh?
We need an old man Snake, and then we need to have old man Snake and old man Jack crossover, just like they had Big Trouble in Little China Escape from New York.
It is written by John Carpenter though, so it might actually not be bad. I'm stuck in the food section.
Now, I know I saw it, when I get to it, I would like to talk to Larry about perhaps ordering this for me. Here it is. And if you can get the Volume 1, I'd appreciate that too. But Battle Angel Alita Deluxe Edition Volume 2 Hardcover. Oh my gosh. Yokito Kishiro. Battle Angel Alito.
She don't want that Sailor Moon?
I'll take Battle Angel over Sailor Moon. It's a hard sell, but...
It is a hard sell.
But I'm a bigger fan. This is the manga that got me into manga.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right. It's on page 358. But, yeah, I'm a big... I am trying to get a complete set of, the single issues of this thing. But I don't have, collected volumes of it. I think I have, two books, and there's, several volumes to it. And this is not the first or the last order, but this is the original series. And Fundasha Comics is reprinting it, so I am, tickled to see this.
Tickled?
Ooh!
New Trump's Titans. I know everybody's going to be excited for that. Trump's Titans versus
the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Which, so for our listeners, our three or four wonderful people listening, what is the Mandela effect, Larry? Does anybody not know what the Mandela effect is?
Is that the idea that people go to the polls and they make them go for a black person at the last minute and they just can't make themselves do it?
No. Okay.
Somebody tries to make a peaceful moment and you lock them up in prison for 50 years?
Okay. What it's this.
It's much better than the American version where we shoot them.
What it is it's a... It's in the realm of the supernatural paranormal thing, where people have this idea that a certain individual has died a long time ago, or died some time ago, and it's not,
Oh, is that just that thing where, you have...
People false memories of something happening. People thought Nelson Mandela had died before he actually did. Years before he actually did. So, people have this recollection that Nelson Mandela died. So
I haven't heard it called that.
That's what it's called. The first time I remember hearing about it was, on Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. So this is late 90s, early 2000s.
Angry Video Game Nerd did a Halloween episode about it. Well, they did it about, Berenstain Bears versus Berenstain Bears.
That too.
Do an underworld.
And apparently the idea being that you're actually from an alternate universe where you have false memories and things like that happen.
Throw the gun right.
The tagline.
I'm trying to read it.
Because history has been Berenstain.
Oh, okay.
But it's I guess it would be in the realm of parallel dimensions or quantum theory.
That if you remember it the way that you think you remember it, you're actually from an alternate universe.
Man,
this
Donald Trump book is going deep, isn't it?
Kind of. More deeper than our president's tweets.
There's also, I think, a tremendous Trump thing, and I saw on the shelf a couple weeks ago this. Another thing, what was it, the untweetable Trump? Is, I don't know. Oh, no, it was the unquotable Trump.
He's very quotable, that's the problem.
I feel like Mark Hamill reading Trump tweets is the Joker.
That's pretty funny.
That is great.
I liked, Andy Serkis reading it as Gollum.
I like that one too, yeah.
That was funny.
Let's get to this huge process.
You have luck.
Okay. What's the Russia process?
Then I'm gonna choose Bush.
I saw in the back here some pops at the toy section. They had a Hellboy and Mad Max Fury Road. The one I want to talk to Larry about, and I guess there's going to be a couple things I want to get out of this book, it's the Thundercats pop.
It's one of those things I really knew, but and now having it shoved in my face, it's just how much the pervy figurines are the ones that dominate the sheer number of figurines back here.
Yeah, the ones that come from Japan.
Japan.
Nippon. Yeah, right here.
536
and 537. Like Hellboy, Mad Max, Justice League. But I want this one, right? This one right here. This Tigra. Tigra. And then I want these two. Sark and Tron.
Tron
getting it on.
That's not a thing, David.
That's not a thing.
Don't
make it a thing.
Stop it.
Okay, I'll quit.
It's too late. It's a thing now.
It's a thing now. You've already imagined it. It's already the seeds are already in your brain.
God damn you, David.
Every time you think of Tron.
Let's get it on.
Okay, I think that's enough looking
through. Justice League. That comes out next week, right?
I think so.
A week after that.
I guess. I think it's the 17th?
Something like that? Yeah, it's 7. It's 11, 17, 17.
Well, I won't see it until a month after that anyway, so.
I mean, I don't know. I hope it's good.
I hope it's good. I just don't trust it.
So we've got Thor and Justice League, and I think that's it on superhero movies this year. Unless it's a little bit thing, I guess.
When does the new movie come out?
Next year.
Next year?
Okay.
That looks pretty good. That does look pretty good.
New Warriors, apparently, is getting a new destination. It's not going to be on Freeform again.
Good! Where's it going?
New Warriors or Runaways?
Runaways just came out on Hulu, and I don't have Hulu, but I have heard it's pretty damn good.
It's available on Hulu now?
Yes, go watch it.
Because I've been binging Netflix here.
I've been watching Stranger Things.
I'm only a few episodes in, so I don't want to talk about it yet.
But it's good. I think it's probably better than the first season.
I disagree with you, but I still think it's really good.
Okay.
Although I do think 11 is a bit of a bitch in this season. But she has her reasons.
From what I've seen so far...
Well, 11's story is very disconnected.
Yes, it is.
From what I've seen so far in the three episodes that I've seen, I can understand her taking the action she's taken so far.
Yeah, but
another year.
Yeah, but Hopper is doing what he can to keep her safe.
Yeah, but she's a kid, and, like, that cabin is her whole damn world.
Yeah.
That gets old after a while.
I agree.
Old boy raising Jean Grey in a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
These are our rules. We're not stupid, kid. But I guess since you haven't gotten that far into it,
we can have a spoilery discussion of it next week.
I won't be here next week, but hey.
We'll have a spoilery discussion without me next week.
Way to ruin everything, Taylor. Yeah. Usually that is Gomer's / Jules' job, but today...
Does Jules exist anymore?
Jules is a married man now. He doesn't have time for...
He didn't have time for
childish things like this.
Well, he needs to have...
A month ago. He's been, like, not here for a year.
Well, and yeah, his box is full.
His box is full after a week.
Well, no, I mean, we're going to have to stop pulling for him.
That is quite a threshold. That would be so.
Like, I mean, he has like a comic box full.
Yeah.
Like, and I say, like, when they ship them in to us.
Oh.
Somebody.
No, gracious me. Well, apparently in March they're doing a new event centered around the Hulk.
Oh no, that's not the new event. It's the No Surrender. It's when Avengers goes weekly. Yeah.
Can the world handle a weekly Avengers book?
No. I plan on dropping it. I basically see it as a cheap ploy to get it closer to, what is it, 700 or 800? That's almost that.
I don't know. I like him, though. I kind of like our guy.
I think it's 7, man.
I mean, weekly books are hard to pull off, and I assume they'll have to have a rotating creative team.
Well, what it is they're canceling Uncanny Avengers and U.S. Avengers, and basically all three books are combining.
Okay.
But, you know, the way the state of Marvel is right now, I mean...
Can Marvel
pull it off?
Afford to have a week? No, I don't think they can. I mean, Mark Waid, Jim Zub, and Al Ewing are great writers, but weekly books, they're just not sustainable.
No. Well, I enjoyed 52. Back when that was coming out. I
enjoyed 52. Countdown was awful.
Shit show, yeah. But it dropped Trinity pretty quick.
For the most part, I enjoyed Batman Eternal. But
it didn't even last like a half a year, did it?
No, it lasted a whole year.
Oh, I thought. I think something lasted 26
issues. I probably
should
go back and look for those in trade, but yeah, I've heard. I never did pick that up while it was coming out.
Future's End wasn't good.
Yeah, that was bad.
Future's
End
was bad.
Like when rattling off a bunch of DC books, has Marvel ever done a weekly book?
Yes, they did Wolverines, which was total shit. Right after the death of Wolverine.
Didn't they do like Spider-Man at some point? Didn't
maybe.
They did like Spider-Man twice monthly, and it was alright.
Because I know when they merged, or they got rid of like several of the Spider-Man titles.
After
they
Brand
merged
New it. Day, yeah, they started doing it at a very rapid pace. I think it was one every 2 weeks.
Yeah, Spider-Man's been shipping twice a month for forever, ever since Dan Slott got on the book. So. And I remember at one point it was double shipping, and then at the same time they were making like point whatever issues of it too.
Yeah.
So
one of those point whatever issues was one of the like oddest Spider-Man stories I've ever read. Like, the whole story centered around there being this really bad snowstorm, and, like, somehow it was this catastrophic event. Like, it's Spider-Man when, like, went to Aunt May, and he was, like, hugging her clothes. I'm like, what the fuck am I reading?
The snowpocalypse, huh?
I guess.
The only book with snow that I remember really enjoying was that one Daredevil issue. Guy who's doing Captain America now, that team. Mark Waid's Daredevil issue where he gets stuck in a snowstorm with a bus of kids, and he has to figure out how to save them, but he can't do anything because all he hears is snow, and so it, like, messes with all of his power, so he's really blind.
Mm-hmm. That does sound really interesting.
It's a good issue. I think it won a Eisner. I think, for a single issue.
Alright, check that out. That's another thing I, like, regret not picking up is the Mark Waid Daredevil one.
Yeah, it's really good.
I go back and try to pick up some of those trades.
Dark side.
Still don't pick it up!
There you go. Get yourself a Beyblade. Bay Stadium. One.
It's like a little kiddie pool.
It does look like a kiddie pool.
I'm going to soak my feet. Give me some Epsom salt.
What are the dimensions on that thing, does it say?
I don't see it.
Oh, well.
It's $11, so it can't be terribly large.
Let it rip.
Oh, I think I saw that apparently Tim Sale is going to be returning to Batman in the near future.
Ooh.
Unless someone hands it off to him, otherwise he's just going to have a problem.
Long Halloween is my favorite Halloween story. Or Halloween, Batman story. But
he uses apothecary to save the one.
You know, something about.
Yeah, the one guy that I needed.
It always seems to be when the old greats come back, they don't have the same.
Cause didn't they do the Captain America book? Wasn't it him?
Yes, it was him.
Tim Sale and
It was Captain America White. I think.
Jeff Loeb.
Yeah, it was.
That was resoundingly forgettable.
Not necessarily. It was mediocre. It wasn't bad.
I liked
Superman for All Seasons.
But the thing, Superman for All Seasons was really good. I mean, of all the, there's lots of good Loeb sale collaborations. Superman for All Seasons is really good. Long Halloween's really good.
Isn't there a Spider-Man one?
Spider-Man Blue is, it was all right.
Oh, okay. There was the Hulk Gray.
Hulk Green. I never read that one, so I can't say. I think it was gray. Yeah.
No, they're always like color based.
A lot Marvel of them are. There's Daredevil
all the,
yellow.
All the
which
Marvel
the one
ones
I haven't
are,
read.
Yeah, all the Marvel ones are color based.
Star Wars Vintage R2-D2 Life-Size Monument. Your childhood dreams have come true. Now your toys are big enough to play with you. Gentle Giant Limited is proud to bring you the latest addition to their popular line of life-size
okay,
monuments.
So the line about, like, the childhood toys are big enough to play with you, that sounds like the ad that would be read in a horror movie.
It like really does!
Well, that sounds like that. That sounds like the cell line from the movie Toy Soldiers.
Hey, come on,
where they had like, the robotic figures.
Yeah.
It was like Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it is a life-size replica of the original 3 1/4 inch.
Oh my god!
Well, Gentle Giant put always.
And
Gentle Giant always
it is
a good stuff.
Available.
Yeah,
it was
an enjoyably shitty movie, but like.
Yes.
So this is like, I never got why the Gorgonites were designed to be so likable when they were supposed to be like the bad guys, right? They were like the Decepticons.
Well, they originally weren't supposed to be the bad guys.
Yeah, but they were like
they were their own line of toys, but the shitty marketing executive turned them into the bad guys.
I forgot that detail, I suppose.
Which was Jay Moore.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I can.
Let's shake on it. Actually, no, it was Dennis Leary.
Of course, $3,200 for the life-size R2-D2.
I like how it's called like pack into devices for me.
I like how it's called a monument.
No, you can build one cheaper that's life-size.
Yes.
That will.
You can build one with like aluminum. You can have machined aluminum and build you a fully functioning R2 unit. Or Astromech. So you don't even have to make it an R2 unit. But it is by Gentle Giant, so it is going to be a fairly good quality product.
I saw you having something about Star Trek, and I didn't see that apparently Orville is Star Trek. Is coming back for a season.
Orville's really good. It's Orville Star Trek I can actually watch. Orville is pretty good, actually.
It's like a sitcom Star Trek.
Yeah.
And it's the dramedy thing.
It's like Star Trek that every once in a while decides to make a joke.
Right, and it would probably actually be better if Seth MacFarlane would let somebody else star in his stuff.
Probably.
But
that's season 2. They'll have Seth MacFarlane riding around in his little electric wheelchair beeping. But see, if Seth MacFarlane wasn't starring in it, then it wouldn't have the people actually watching it.
It wouldn't have been greenlit in the first place.
It wouldn't have been greenlit in the first place.
He's got
a lot of pool with Fox, you know what I mean?
I mean,
but he can bring a series back from the dead multiple times.
Yes. But earlier we were talking about like old grades coming back to Sandman Overdrive. And that wasn't the artist, that was the writer, but
right.
You know.
Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman's always.
I guess Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman's one of the great.
He's one of the all-time great writers, so perhaps that is a bad example. But
then again, when was the last time Alan Moore wrote anything that was notable?
I actually can't remember the last time he wrote anything at all. Like, what is he writing?
He's writing Providence.
Yeah, he still writes stuff.
Yeah, Providence, which is like what a Lovecraftian horror-inspired book. It's been a while for at least, 2 years?
Somebody knows Aaron has a guy. Interesting comparison, Alan Moore versus Neil Gaiman. Is Alan Moore wrote what I and many others consider to be the best comic of all time, but pound for pound, I think you could argue that Neil Gaiman has had a more consistently good career.
I would agree with that. But we're going to suggest it's the death battle.
Well, speaking of, apparently they're doing Naruto versus Ichigo next.
In a death battle, I would say Alan Moore would win, but only because he has the power of the dark arts with him.
Oh, I mean,
he's Alan, a wizard. He's a wizard. He's a real life wizard.
Alan Moore has a sentient beard that will like strangle
exactly. the yeah, like Larry's.
Much like Larry's, only even more over the top.
And he also has the Freddy Krueger rings going on.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But Alan Moore's he has beard claws. Is two Larry beards at least. And yeah, he has like bludgeoning devices on his hands at all times.
Oh,
I mean, God, I'm amazed he can even move his hands. They look like they have to have like 10 pounds of rings on them.
The arthritis is unbearable.
The last one they did, though, Death Battle, was a Thor versus Wonder Woman. It was a pretty good
yeah,
one.
That,
I mean, I like Thor.
Once
Batman
you get over the fact that they did a Blue Apron commercial, like, in the middle of it.
They always do that.
But that was though. The actual people who do, like, the announcing.
Yeah, you just skip over that.
You skipped over. I couldn't skip it.
Oh, I just fast-forwarded. Click to the later part on the
YouTube Blue Apron video. Versus.
What is another one of them home delivery food places?
I don't know, but maybe do one of their past advertisers. Really like the.
Blue Apron versus Audible.
One thing that did bother me about the Wonder Woman thing, though, is for her strength feat, they made a pretty big assumption that she was pulling 1/3 of the weight.
Yeah.
Superman could have been doing like 9/10 of the weight, as far as we know.
Yeah. Pulling the Earth back into orbit.
I mean, it might not have made much difference because they apparently found a really bullshit speed feat for her, but, you know, that did get in my craw a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe, I am a Thor fanboy. So
I would have preferred if it was a draw, but they clearly.
I could totally buy Wonder Woman beating Thor. I mean, she's a very formidable fighter, but I don't like that they made a pretty massive assumption for that.
All right.
Incidentally, that would make a really cool crossover, like a Thor Wonder Woman. Like, you know, you have the two warrior races, both are like gods or demigods. Themyscira versus Asgard would make for a pretty cool battle scene, I think.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, but who do you got though? Naruto or Ichigo? Admittedly, I don't know much about Bleach, okay, though, so I can't really say
how much power level are we talking about?
I assume they're both at their prime. That's probably why they use Ichigo instead of Luffy, because One Piece is still ongoing, so we don't know a Luffy prime.
Well, there's a continuation to that.
Yeah, but he's already at peak.
Yeah. So, oh, gosh.
We have seen prime Naruto at this point.
I don't know. Just my gut wants to tell me Naruto, but I don't know. But like we're going back to the Dragon Ball Z talk, both of these always have the escalating villains. You know, you defeat the big villain, put him one season in, and you're escalated up to the next level. So.
Yeah.
But just because I'm more familiar with Naruto,
Naruto. Yeah, no, they probably show up.
I know that Naruto has a lot of versatility because you can do just about any fucking thing with ninjutsu, it seems.
Yes,
but, yeah, I mean, it'd be really interesting.
Because if he can use, like, the Nine Tails, the spirit.
Yeah, I mean.
If he can do that, I think it would be a significantly higher chance he would win.
I managed to actually run in a touchdown.
Well, I guess we will see.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Well, speaking of internet shows, Ruby started up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're what, three episodes into it now?
Two. I think third is coming out this weekend. Well, I'm not on the, like, the Rooster Teeth Prime or whatever.
Well, if you get Verve, the people who put out Crunchyroll, they get it early too.
Okay, well, I don't have that, so I'm watching them all a week late. So I guess they're probably up to three now, yeah, but I've only seen two.
Because,
at the end of the half, somebody finally punched him in the jaw.
It's been really good. The thing about Ruby is that the episodes from like season one were like 7 minutes. And now we have full blown, almost 30-minute episodes in season five. And the animation from at least season 3 to season 4 has, like, drastically improved.
I thought...
I mean, there was always constant improvement with Ruby, but the scale in which the improvement
I think they even switched to different animations software in New Ruby. But, yeah, because we know Ozpin's back.
Yeah, he's possessing a child.
Well, I don't know if it's in episode 3. In episode 3, they kind of explain what it is about Ozpin. He's not possessing a child.
He is a child. Ultimate twist.
You want me to spoil it for you?
Of course I don't.
Okay.
Why the fuck would you ask that?
Well, they do give an explanation. They kind of give an explanation between the relationship between Austin and Salem.
Hey, I'll watch that in a couple of days then.
But
fuck you.
But
place it. I kind of want you to spoil it now just to see Taylor explode.
That would be nice. That'll be nice. I'm just one episode ahead anyway.
Destroy you.
But yeah, they are... I feel that the gang is going to get back together.
Well, I mean, of course they will. Because, you know, that's kind of what these statues build up to.
Well, all the events are leading to that. I mean, Weiss has got her own... She's trying to make her way to where Ruby is, but she doesn't know that Ruby's there. She's because you know she's been disowned by her father.
I'm aware of all this.
But which background story on her father is he's not a Weiss by birth.
I know that as well.
So he took his wife's last name. That which, and
well, she was the money, right?
She's the money. She's the money. She's white. His wife is Weiss by name. Schnee. The Schnee last name.
But, apparently Wonder Woman has surpassed Spider-Man as the highest grossing superhero origin.
Which movie. Spider-Man?
I assume the first one.
With Tobey Maguire?
I'm just looking at the headline here, so I don't know for sure, but...
I would assume that's probably the highest grossing Spider-Man movie. The first one.
Origin.
My statement, I think, stands. That's probably the highest grossing Spider-Man story or movie is the Tobey Maguire Origins.
But it's no longer the top grossing superhero one.
Good for Wonder Woman. Yay! DC did something right with their movie.
They made one good movie. Good for them.
Yeah. Does that factor inflation in?
Well, how many of the DC movies are in the top 10?
It's the first turn.
Top 10 of what?
That's
top
10 of superhero article, movies. So you're on your own for that.
Alright, grossing movies, I guess. If we count the DCU, I don't know. They had, like, what, 4 movies now?
Yeah, I don't think they have that many.
Man of Steel, Batman v Superman. That might actually have a shot at breaking the top 10.
I don't see anywhere in here we're saying it's accounting for inflation, but apparently Wonder Woman came in at 821.74 million. And
Spiky Ball.
Spider-Man was 821.7 million. Landed on his
noggin. So I would say no.
Not for sure, but either way, according to this metric that they're using, whatever.
Just
it is.
For inflation.
What happened?
Inflation hits you every time. Good point.
No, I'm a brain.
Okay. Oh, so the last of the Dark Knight's origin books, I think it's out there. Oh, except for
the one who lasts is next.
Okay, so second to last, the one where it's Doomsday Batman.
I'm eagerly waiting to read this book. I want to see what drove Batman to do something with Doomsday Virus.
I mean, it's got to be something like Superman, man.
I don't think it was Superman. It might have been Zod.
Been tying in with the ones he's been imitating. Like, Cyborg helped Cyborg Batman become Cyborg Batman, and a war with Atlantis inspired Aquaman Batwoman to become Aquaman Batwoman. Apparently, Wonder Woman Batman was in love with Wonder Woman and took Ares' helm to become Wonder Woman Batman.
And, the Red Death Batman basically stole
the Speed Force from the Flash, yeah. And the proper name, David, is Flash Batman. But, I fucking know, but it's more fun to say it this way.
I like Red Dead.
I think Green Lantern Batman was the only one who wasn't really connected to any of the Green
Lanterns. Yeah, it had nothing to do, like, he was, like, the ring came to him instead of Hal Jordan. Yeah. So, yeah, it really had nothing to do.
In that moment.
Yeah. And then,
Which I think Dawnbreaker was probably one of the better
Green Lantern. Actually, Wonder Woman Batman, I think, was my favorite so far, mostly because of Manapel's artwork.
As long as he's not writing a book, his stuff's great.
We give compliments and then we slap him back.
And as long as he can stay on an issue for, you know, or for a book for longer than 3 issues.
Well, fortunately, with a one-shot.
Hey, no.
No issues here.
That went in his favor. I do think it was weird, though, that Tomasi wrote the Wonder Woman one, but he's not writing the Superman one.
I guess they wanted to spread out the.
But
like, who is it? One of the other Superman writers who's trying.
No, it's Frank Terry or whatever.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird because most of the books, the writers of the main book have been writing
the tie-in book.
The tie-in book.
Which, yeah, it was weird. But see, until I fall down. I don't like the current Wonder Woman stories anyway.
Who's writing Laughing Batman? Who's writing Joker Batman?
I don't know.
Really expect that to happen. Well, I bet this would be a good time for final thoughts. Do you have any final thoughts?
I'm going to go see Ragnarok tonight, 10:15, Hendersonville. I'm super excited for that. Oh, and happy anniversary to my mom and dad. 40 years.
Oh, that's a big milestone. Good for them. Alright. My final thought is, why the hell do you think I would want you to spoil a TV show for me? Why would you even ask, like, what?
While you're here, we're gonna spoil the entire plot of Stranger Things.
Well, don't do that, I'd literally kill you both.
Well, I didn't think you would have a big,
And then we're going to spoil
to being,
then we're gonna spoil the entire plot
for Ragnarok. Spoiled for me. Okay. Unless I like directly ask, you should always assume that I don't want things spoiled for me.
Spoiler for Thor Ragnarok. Thor wins in the end.
You bastard.
What if he doesn't?
With the help of the Hulk.
And Valkyrie.
And Loki.
Well, there goes the whole movie.
That's after they fight in the arena that's run by Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff
Goldblum does not play characters.
Ailmer,
he's just Jeff Goldblum.
He just shows up and Galadriel puts on makeup and he's Jeff Goldblum.
Galadriel finally became a Dark Queen.
Wait, what?
Kate Blanchett?
It's Galadriel.
Oh, Galadriel. Sure, okay, yeah.
She's Hela.
That's true, I know.
And Éomer. Éomer, isn't it, too? Yeah. I guess it is a Lord of the Rings reunion party.
No one, yeah.
Well, they got.
Speaking of Thor, I just remembered that apparently Zachary Levi.
Oh, yeah, he's playing Shazam.
Yeah, he's going to be Shazam.
Wasn't he also, like, in the running to be Captain America at one point?
He was at one point, yes.
And he's a Fandral in the Thor movies.
Yeah.
So, Fandral number 2.
So, yeah. Yeah, who was it? Josh Dallas, the first one?
I don't know
who
the first one was.
There were very many bad men near him.
But anyway. So yeah, I mean, he's going to have to buff up for the role, but yeah, I could totally see it.
I mean, it's going to be a little hard seeing him fight The Rock.
Yeah.
But
yeah. That's a believable fight.
I mean, Chuck versus The Rock. That does sound fun. Eh?
And then I heard that Mark Strong is in the role for a villain, and the only villain I can see him being would be Dr. I'm forgetting names today. What's the name of the?
Well, at least you didn't say Swamp King.
Yeah, it's Dr. like Silvani. Is that the name of that?
I think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy with the worm.
Yeah, that one. There you go.
The like little mad scientist. Dude
little mad scientist like, dude.
Who's like Shazam's other arch nemesis.
Exactly.
It still feels weird calling him Shazam instead of Captain Marvel. Wow. But DC threw in the towel on that one 2 years ago. So.
Well, that's what happens when they go public.
Either way, it's going.
Yeah, the copyright.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know. But... they were still calling him Captain Marvel, they just couldn't put it on any of the titles, which I understand is a disadvantageous position to be in. But, yeah, it's still kind of a... He was Captain Marvel for, gosh, 70 years, right?
Right, yeah.
Even if you look at the older Shazam books, I mean, they're still saying Shazam, the original Captain Marvel, you know, was the title for a while, and I mean, they lost that fight a long time ago, really.
Yeah, but they were still, like, in-universe calling him Captain Marvel. That was official name, Shazam.
Yeah.
So remember, people, keep up on your trademarks and copyrights.
I saw the end of it, yeah.
We're looking at you, Disney.
Yeah, Disney.
That's a fun about Adam.
Keep up on your copyrights and trademarks. Make sure that shit's on lock. You know?
Dude, those patents.
Yeah. Don't want some sleazy asshole like David over here to come over here and steal it from you.
Oh, no.
I still remember this commercial I used to watch when I was a kid. It would come on late at night on like Comedy Central, and it was a patent commercial. It was like, make sure you get your patents. And
did it have like the caveman and the wheel?
I don't know. All I remember is it had this one guy who made rollerblades, and he was like, oh yeah, I made rollerblades. And he went outside, and he sees kids on rollerblades, and he just like cartoonishly, angrily throws away his prototype rollerblades into the trash can, acting super sad.
Like, I made the Super Soaker.
Yeah, exactly.
I made a car wash. Yeah. Slip and slide.
A car wash slip and slide. So like a slip and slide that like a car skates across? No, like,
so a hydroplane simulator. That's great.
So like something that's almost certainly going to get people killed.
Yes.
So do they slide into the oncoming cars wanting to be watched?
Why did I mean, you when did the terrible idea?
And when did the giant brushes come
it's
in?
Okay, though, it's
no one will steal it now.
Yeah. No one wants to steal it. It's a terrible idea. You're gonna get sued on day one because you caused like 11 fatalities.
We're going for 12.
Your hands what he needs.
Idiot. Damn it, David.
I know. Damn me.
I gave mine already. What are you looking at me for?
Final night, Larry.
At the end of Stranger Things, this happened. I haven't seen it.
We know Larry wouldn't see it.
Larry doesn't watch TV or movies.
I don't watch as much as many people, that's for sure.
He'll go to a theater. Like somebody else we know.
Who?
Who do you think?
Oh, Gomer?
Well, anyway, of course, you know, holidays coming up, we'll have a lot of big stuff going on for the holidays, you know, all kinds of, we'll do a big Black Friday sale, and of course, we'll do the wish list and all that other good fun stuff, so that's worth checking out if you're in the area. Or you can always come down here on a Thursday and check us out for the podcast. Uh-oh. You know, here in Madison, Tennessee.
Take her out of earshot, dude.
Yeah, he said son of Maddie from really far away. It's okay.
Yeah. You can find us online at comiccity2.com, facebook.com/comiccity2, or on the Outright Geekery website. Or you can find us wherever bad podcasts are sold or given away.
Man, we don't sell this shit. This week.
I don't think we can't
find anybody.
We can't put it on iTunes. And we don't give it away to our patrons on Patreon.
And it's actually available on YouTube. Slowly and surely getting there. So I posted the first two episodes, like episode 1 and 2, from like you know, 4 years ago, the other day. So.
Only 176 more to go.
Are you like start like animating the episodes where like the stuff we're talking about gets like
drawn? I really wish we could, but
the audio with the puppet show. Think the puppet.
I wish one of us was talented.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, the problem is animating, doing an hour or so of animation would probably take 6 months.
Sure, if you're a quitter.
If you're a slacker.
Yeah. Well,
of course, you could always do it in Flash.
Oh, if you don't believe in yourself, there.
Now, even that would take probably longer than it, we couldn't keep up with it.
Keep up with it. It's there. It's not going to go anywhere, Larry.
That would be
pretty hilarious to do it.
And at this point, it's already like
how many years have we been doing this?
Three?
Yeah, it's already 3 years out of date, so it's not like you're gonna miss a deadline.
There's no rush.
Yeah.
So you're saying I shouldn't be putting the old ones up first?
No.
Yeah. You can put whatever you want up first.
It's your nobody's, YouTube channel.
Nobody's going to listen to it no matter what, so...
Hey, I'm sure we've had at least one view.
Is it your own view to make sure it worked?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Probably that crazy David guy. Let's see.
No, Gomer wouldn't do it.
No.
He's
too busy doing his own thing.
Anyway, where's the My Channel button on this here?
Right here. Over one. There you go. Wow. Now go down.
I wish you probably finished the soundtrack.
Let's see.
No views.
No views.
No views.
We're arguing on that one.
One view. There you go.
Sad. Sad now. Nobody cares.
The bad part is he's
well, now it's like, advertised, so people might go and see it.
Red shirt Steve, do your thing!
Oh well. I try.
So hard.
I don't even care.
Oh well. But yeah. The first one was recorded, yeah. September 4th, 2013.
Why did you grease the ball?
So we've been doing this for at least 4 years now.
Slightly over 4 years.
Well, somebody's been doing this.
But there was like a 3 or 4 month
hiatus. Yeah,
I wasn't there for the first several episodes.
I wasn't there until
it was a while.
I wasn't there until it got to the
Yeah, we did take a summer off because of the air conditioning situation.
Yeah, I think you're the only one that's been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, you have missed an episode or two.
I did because they were supposed to call and I was supposed to call in and
I think you were sick.
There was just a couple of times where Larry wasn't
I was on vacation. A couple of times, but. Yeah. So. But anyway. Feel free to post a view or a like or a comment
smash
or anything.
A like.
You know,
if we get 100, if we get 100 views, we'll do a video.
So what's the incentive there? This thing that no one apparently wants to watch will reward you with more content.
Well, I heard, that if we do 100 videos, Gomer's gonna or get 100 views, Gomer's gonna dress up in Slave Leia. That's
so
what I heard.
We're gonna punish people for getting 100 views.
Now, you know those inflatable Tyrannosaurus Rex suits?
Yes.
Is there one of a Jabba the Hutt?
There's gotta be.
If there's a Jabba the Hutt inflatable suit, I will do the Jabba the
Hutt.
And Gomer will have to do
Gomer
Slave Leia.
Is a grotesque creature. I don't want to see him wearing a Slave Leia outfit.
Gomer is like a 6-foot tall golem.
Gomer is a golem built by a guy who didn't have enough material to make muscles, so he just made a skeleton with skin on it.
Get you my face. Then my hair will too.
Yeah, okay, most of the material in Gomer's golem budget was spent on the hair. The hair is like 50% of his body mass.
Yeah, we have witnessed it in person. Where
it has regeneration, so apparently they spent a lot of good money on that.
Ice cold water will not stop it.
No, I mean, it's legitimately amazing to behold. It just, like, it gets all flattened out, but then, like, moments later, it just regrows like a chia pet on steroids.
Alright. Well. Chia pet hair Gomer. Yeah.
Hey, if we could find a manufacturer to make those kind of things, we could do that for an item to sell in the outright geekery store.
Do they have any Patreons for outright geekery?
I'm a Patreon for outright geekery.
We had an exclusive podcast that was for Patreon.
Patrons only.
Patrons on Patreon. And that kind of fell on its face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
How many Patreons do y'all have?
How many Patreons do we have?
I think me and one other person.
Nice.
But a Chia Pet...
Is that other person Gomer?
Nope, that other person did not put enough money a month to get the podcast. I think I was the only one who could get the podcast.
You were in the fucking podcast.
I know, so...
He was
here. That was. You could have just recorded your own Skype call.
Well... Catch us next week. Same bat time. Same bat channel.
Excelsior!
Good night,
Oh. Oh.